Proclamation number 3691 of 19th of February, 1946. Need and tribulation for the purification of the soul. It is truly better for you to spend your days in adversity and hardship until the end than to end your earthly life in the comfort of your body, only to have to accept a fate which means eternities of torment and indescribable hardship for you. Those who are afflicted by hardship in the last days will still be taken care of by me in love and patience, and I will try to save them from this hard fate. But those who pass away in carelessness and earthly wealth and do not belong to my own, their souls are incorrigible, and they will receive the reward on this earth, if they have such to claim, or else they are in bondage to my adversary to such an extent that he also provides them with worldly goods. Therefore don't grumble and complain, you who have to suffer, but only recognize my love in it, which constantly endeavors to win you, to save you from the downfall of souls, and which nevertheless cannot compulsorily change you so as not to endanger your free will. Even in suffering, recognize me and bear in mind that this time will also pass, and try to derive the right benefit from it. And you will thank me eternally if you have found entrance into my kingdom, which is the purpose of all suffering and hardship you have to endure. I have to attack you harshly because you will not let yourselves be pulled by my gentle hand, and if this hurts you, wake up and think about the meaning and purpose of this suffering. Your lot on earth will only be difficult for a short time, for the time of the end has come. Let it be a blessing for you. Let it become a savior for you so that you will not have to walk the path through creation again. Don't just pay attention to the body's hardship, but think of your soul, which is purified by the adversity, which can withdraw and achieve unity with its spirit if it is no longer prevented from doing so by the body. Don't desire the world, but only strive to attain the spiritual kingdom. For earthly life comes to an end, but spiritual life lasts forever. And I want to make this accessible to you and shape you through suffering and hardship beforehand so that you can enter the spiritual kingdom after your demise. Humbly accept your fate, accept it from my hand, recognize me even in adversity and hardship. Know that nothing will come upon you without my will, and that everything will serve you for the best if you don't oppose me yourselves, if you humbly and uncomplainingly endure everything I send upon you. For as soon as the soul has taken advantage of it, I also relieve the body and make life more bearable for it. Yet the time until the end is short and still has to be utilized in every way. And if your souls are still opposed to me and my love nevertheless does not want to let you fall, I have to try to change your will through suffering. Recognize your sinfulness and repent by patiently taking the measure of suffering upon yourselves, and thereby also bear part of the guilt which weighs upon you due to your sins. And be grateful if I still give you the opportunity on earth to atone for them, for only through this can you enter my kingdom purified and cleansed, if you pass the final test and become mine while still on earth. Amen.